All right, just an update on the injury report. Eddie Royal today did not participate, concussion. Ryan Clady did not participate, knee. Willis McGahee did not participate, knee. David Bruton did not participate, Achilles. Von Miller was limited, thumb. Jeremiah Johnson was full with an ankle. Mitch Unrein was full with a low back. And Quentin Carter was full. He had cramps last Sunday. He should be fine. Any questions?
John, when you go back, when you got here and you looked at the roster before you had a chance to do anything with it, were you looking at it? Possible team that could contend like that?
Yeah, it's hard to say. You know, we look at tape. You know, it's much the same as we, prepare in free agency or prepare and do the research in the draft. You know, it's one thing to see guys on tape. You know, it's another thing to really get to know what they're all about. And, with the lockout and being a new staff, you know, that was probably the most difficult thing. But, I didn't think the cupboard was bare by any stretch. I knew we had a second pick in the draft. I'd been in that position before as a head coach. And, I still held out hope even at 1-4 or obviously in the offseason.
Coach, after his performance this week, do you feel more comfortable passing in this offense now?
Well, I think, passing is part of the game and, part of what the defense has to prepare for. We do whatever it takes, run or pass. And you don't want to be one-dimensional in this league, and we try not to be. But there's been games where we've passed more than others, and usually that's not a good thing, for any team. So, I definitely feel comfortable, and, we're getting better at the quarterback position, and we're getting better at the positions involved in the pass game.
Coach, you're no longer flying under the radar at this point. Would you rather take the underdog mentality?
Well, I've been doing this for a while, and I don't think anybody flies under the radar with coaches. We spend countless hours watching tape, preparing, and each one of these is different. So, that's just on the outside. On the inside, we do this for a living, and you never take anybody for granted.
Coach, could you talk about the mindset heading into these final four?
Well, it's, the fourth quarter of our season, just like many of the fourth quarters of our, of games in our season. So, it's a critical time, and, people remember what you do in December. So we've got our work cut out for us. We've got a very good Chicago team coming to town, and, we'll have to play well to beat them.
Coach, I know it's not a large sample size, but just during this streak, can you just outline just what stands out in your mind most about what he's improved upon, Tebow, as you guys have been on this successful
show? Well, I'd be more than happy to talk about Tim, but I think, again, it's a football team, and it's a team we've improved. We had a little issue with some turnovers early in the season, offensively, and we've kind of cleaned that up over the last few weeks. And, that obviously is a huge statistic, not that I'm into them, but they usually result in wins, losses. And, we flipped that around. I think defensively we're taking the ball away better. We've scored a few times, which helps the scoreboard. And, I think as a football team, we've improved in a lot of areas that result in winning. Well, I think he's growing as a young player, whether it's Von Miller or Orlando Franklin or Tim Tebow, they're young guys that, are getting better, and the more they do it, the better they're going to get. And, he's done a good job of improving.
Joe, what's been your experience with Hester? How have you tried to deal with him in the past?
Well, he's a great player. There's no doubt about that. An explosive player. They utilize him, in the kicking game, in both return phases as well as a receiver on offense. So, we've done a variety of different things. I don't want to sit here and, blab all over the world what we're going to do. But, we're aware of him, and we know he's a great player.
At times, have you elected to kick it out of bounds against him?
Yeah, that could be an option, yes. Although that was informative.
Like always, no.
John, do you have an opinion on, they didn't move the Patriot game. Did you care if that was at 9 or not?
Not particularly. I know we were playing them, on that day, and, really didn't. I know they're not going to cancel the game.
John, do you change your message at all when you start at, 1-4, and then all of a sudden now you're leading the division? Do you want these guys to be looking at bigger things now? Do you make that part of the message?
Well, I think that's the goal of every team every year. The reality is there's 32 of us, and not all of them can reach those goals. So, you know, we're at a critical time of our season right now, just like it was back then. You know, we were focusing on getting better every day and every play, and one week at a time mentality, and it's not going to change now.